Today is Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I got a message from my mom yesterday, and as we all know, and I guess I'm making too big of a deal out of this because, of course, you're going to get contacted when bad things happen. But sometimes it just seems like that's all I ever get contacted for from my mom. It's, your great aunt is in the hospital. She's on her deathbed. Would you please pray that she dies in her sleep? I don't know. Honey, she's ready to go. And she's suffering. We just need to pray that the Lord takes her in her sleep. That's what she wants. I don't know. I'm just not going to pray for the Lord to take someone in their sleep. Kill them. No, I'm not going to pray that. Anyway, I got a text message from my mom, and I wanted to update you guys. My friend, my childhood friend, his body was found. And this is the story that I told you guys last week that my mom had let me know that a friend of mine from, now I haven't seen this guy in, I don't know, 25 years, 26 years. So it's not like we kept in touch. I wasn't even Facebook friends with him. It's really sad. I mean, I'm really sad anytime someone dies, but he and I have not kept in contact. So I'm not feeling personal loss necessarily because I am not in contact with him anymore. And so, you know, he hasn't been in my life in a long time, but I feel really sad for his family. So yeah, he went swimming in the ocean on Christmas Eve and he never came back. And I guess he drowned, although my mom didn't really tell me where they found him or what the circumstances were around that. But again, you know, she messages me and it's bad news because that's what I'm going to get from my mom anytime she calls or text messages. It's always bad news. I should text message her and tell her, hey, mom, by the way, just wanted to let you know Trump was impeached today. Because that's probably bad news for her. I don't know. Again, I don't talk to her about politics, so maybe it's good news for her. I have no idea. There are dogs barking around me. I'm sorry if you guys are hearing dogs barking. The next door neighbor's dogs started barking, and then Sydney, who is our dog, decided she wanted to also start barking back at them. And so I just have dogs barking all around me now. And my studio overlooks the window of my studio, which I'm sitting right in front of, overlooks our neighbor's yard where those dogs are. So it is what it is. So her message says, Adam, they found his body today. When they have a service, if you would like to go, you can go with us. And I don't know how to respond to that. So she messaged me last night and I haven't responded because, yes, I'm sorry that he's dead, and I'm really sad about that, but I'm also happy that they found his body because I was worried that his family might not have closure if they never found his body. They could think, well, what if he just ran away and never wanted to see us again? And they could be searching for him for 50 years, who knows, and keep hope alive that he's still alive, right? So on that front, I feel happy that he was found and they have closure and they know what happened. The other side is I'm sad because I'm sad that he's gone. It's really sad when someone dies and they're gone. And that's just something I feel like I can't say in a text message, but I don't really feel like calling my mom right now. So I haven't responded. The other thing is, if they have a service that's indoors and it's anytime soon, I'm not going to go to it. And I feel like they're going to judge me. I feel like they're going to judge me if I say, well, no, COVID, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to an indoor event. Even if it's a funeral and we're trying to mourn someone, I'm not going to go because that's unsafe. So all in all, I just don't want to respond to this text message, is the bottom line. So last night, I stayed on the Weight Watchers. You all, I'm happy to report that I have had another day of success on the Weight Watchers. I made chili last night, and I'm not recording my points this week, but I'm eating foods that I know are okay on Weight Watchers, and then after I weigh this weekend, then that will tell me what my new points allowance is, because I don't really know how many points I'm going to get per day until I know my exact weight. So I have to go in and enter that back in on the WW app, which is the Weight Watchers app, and it will tell me how many points I have available. And you get this, you get a daily point total, and then you get a weekly extra bucket of points, which I really like, because let's say you want to have a splurge day on a Saturday and eat a restaurant or something. You have a bucket of basically splurge points that you can use. So this week, all I'm doing is I'm just kind of sticking with what I know I was eating on Weight Watchers before. And I'm, you know that chicken breast is 0 points. So I can have as much chicken breast as I want. I know that this particular lean ground turkey only has 1 point per serving. So, and it's the same turkey I bought last time I was on Weight Watchers. I know that vegetables have 0 points. I know that a small bag of baked Lay's potato chips has about 6 points. So I remember these things from when I was on it before. And so I'm just kind of structuring my daily intake based on that. So I made chili last night. I used turkey, ground turkey. I used pinto beans and kidney beans, and I always use a can of Rotel, which if you're not from the South, you may not know what Rotel is, but it's basically diced tomatoes with jalapeno peppers chopped up all in one can. So it's just it's more convenient than anything else. And I use the McCormick's chili seasoning packets because that's much more convenient than having to measure out all the individual spices. So I just always have a few of those packets available. I also use their fajita mix as well, or their fajita spices. It's just a packet and you add it to your meat. I sauteed a little onion, a little garlic, the meat. I added some tomato paste. I put in the spices and got that all toasted up and everything. I added a can of crushed tomatoes. And I added the beans, and then I cooked it in the pressure cooker just for about 8 minutes. And then I put it on low, a slow cooker setting, and let it cook for another, I don't know, half an hour while the rice was cooking. When we have chili, we always have it with rice. So I put the chili over rice, and I only had a single serving of rice, which again is, I don't know, I think that's also about 6 points, but it could be 10. I'm not really sure, but I'm eating less points per day right now than I will be allowed. I know that for sure. Because probably at the weight I am, I'm going to get 30 points a day or something. And I bet I've been consuming maybe 20 a day. I've been eating a lot of grapefruit slices, and those are also 0 points. So when I need a snack, I have a slice. I have some slices of grapefruit. So all in all, I'm doing first 3 days and I'm doing great. I don't know if I've lost any weight, but my clothes are still fitting the same as they did on Sunday. So I'm impatient. I want to see results now. So I cooked last night. We watched game shows. Apparently, I had thought The Weakest Link only got 10 episodes, but they came back this week with another episode. And I get so frustrated with that show, especially when there's somebody really smart, because at the end of every round, the contestants will vote out the weakest link, or who they think is the weakest link. And it never fails that if there's a smart person who does really well, you'll get to the last round of voting. So they'll keep the smart person all the way through all the other rounds. And then you get to the last voting session. There are three people left. And the three people have to vote who they want to get rid of. And it never fails that the two dumbasses will vote off the smart person. They've used them the entire game to get as many questions right as they could. And then at the end, they vote them out so they don't have to compete against them in the head-to-head final elimination round. And that's what happened last night. There was this guy, he was cute too. I mean, I have to admit, part of my sadness, part of my anger was because he was cute. This guy was so smart that he only missed one question the entire game. And got to the last three, they voted him out so they didn't have to compete against him. It bugs the heck out of me. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.